This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. After nearly a year of investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021, and what came before it, a House panel is ready to reveal its findings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
One member calls it a harrowing story of President Trump refusing to concede defeat, leading to a deadly attack that Democrats say put democracy itself at risk. President Biden says there are lots of questions about who is responsible and involved.
A lot of Americans are going to be seeing for the first time some of the detail.
Panel member Elaine Luria says when they find out.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The primetime hearing will feature live testimony, never seen audio and video, and accounts from Trump aides and relatives. But the series of hearings may not change any minds in a deeply divided America, where number three House Republican Elise Stefanik says Democrats are trying to shift the focus from high gas and food prices.
A desperate partisan distraction, a circus,
and a smear campaign against Trump and his backers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN General Assembly approved five new non-permanent members of the UN Security Council Thursday in an uncontested and anticlimactic race. Ecuador, Japan, Malta, Mozambique, and Switzerland each overwhelmingly received the requisite two-thirds majority of member states' votes to confirm their two-year terms on the powerful 15-member council. Those terms will start January 1st of next year. The United States has approved a possible $120 million sale of parts to help Taiwan maintain its warships. The island's defense ministry said that would help ensure combat readiness in the face of China's frequent activities near the island.